WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.
Say it loud, say it clear, Donald Trump's not welcome here.
Protesters outside Windsor Castle ahead of President Trump's arrival for a visit with the royal family.
Our relationship is very good with the UK, and Charles, as you know, who's now king, is my friend.
A Spirit Airlines passenger got too close to Air Force One for comfort as it carried the president and first lady to London.
Spirit Wings 1300, turn 20 degrees right immediately.
Air traffic controllers urging the Spirit pilots to get out of the way. The two planes came within 8 miles of each other over New York. The former director of the CDC will testify before the Senate Health Committee today. Correspondent Allison Keyes from Washington.
In her prepared remarks, Susan Minara says she was fired because she did not pre-approve recommendations from a vaccine advisory panel, regardless of scientific evidence, or fire vaccine policy officials.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's another update on the Amber Alert from Portage County last week. The mother of 6-year-old Ruby Lehman has been arrested. Chelsea J. Lehman is now in custody. The district attorney in Portage County says 6-year-old Ruby was not abducted. Rather, she walked away from her home to look for her uncle, Jordan Coyle, who she refers to as Dad. Coyle is a registered sex offender and cannot live with children as a condition of his parole. D.A. Cass Cousins said authorities recently learned that Coyle was living with Chelsea Lehman and her minor children, including Ruby. Because of this, the Department of Corrections issued a warrant for his arrest. Coyle began hiding from law enforcement on September 9th. Ruby went missing on the 11th, and authorities issued the Amber Alert on the belief that Ruby was potentially with Coyle. Chelsea Lehman has been arrested for aiding or harboring a felon and for allowing him contact with her children, which goes against Coyle's supervision conditions as a sex offender. Lehman is in custody pending her initial court appearance. Coyle is in custody on a DOC hold pending the filing of criminal charges after the 3-day manhunt over the weekend. There's a meeting this Saturday in the town of Rome about wake boats. It's on September 20th at 10 a.m. and will be held at the Rome Town Hall. The topic under discussion is a possible wake boat ordinance. This informational meeting is for town residents and property owners who live in the Tri-Lake region. The meeting will include a presentation from the Wisconsin Water Sports Coalition. Town residents will also be given 3 minutes to speak or ask questions. The town board would like to hear what residents think about having an ordinance allowing and/or limiting wake boat usage, but they will not be making a final decision at this meeting. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers try to regroup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. After losing to Alabama, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to bounce back when they host the 3-0 Maryland Terrapins this Saturday. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on trying to turn around the program in the NIL portal transfer era.
Whether you're playing with 3 redshirt freshman offensive linemen or, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, their first time playing together with us, we have to make sure that we aren't just focused on the destination. Saturday will take care of itself.
NFL, the Packers have their first road game this week. Safety Xavier McKinney says they can't overlook the 0-2 Browns this Sunday in Cleveland.
I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster of who they have on their team or what they can do, they got a lot of talent. It could turn around quickly for them.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Angels tonight in game 2 of that series in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, Freddy Peralta pitched 6 innings, allowed just 1 run, 2 hits, 10 strikeouts on the way to a 9-2 victory for the Crew. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We have a chance at an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms will drop to around 60 for a low. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and a little cooler with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten opener against the Maryland Terrapins. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Wednesday morning, September 17th, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. Or perhaps by app or podcast or website or social media. However you got here, glad you got here. I got a question for you. Did you notice the change in seasons recently? Not fall. No, not the school year. No, not football. Campaign season. We have not one, but two campaign announcements on this program to share with you this morning. The first one is just a couple of minutes old. State Representative Francesca Hong making it official. She is a candidate for Wisconsin governor, and she will be joining us in the 8:30 half hour to talk about her run. We will play her introductory video in just a bit. We had to censor it first. If you know anything about Francesca Hong, it's that she's very, very, she does not pull punches when she speaks. How about that? We will also be talking to Corrine Hendrickson. She is a now former child care provider in the New Glarus area. And of course, she has been quite frustrated with the state of politics in our Wisconsin legislature when it comes to looking out for working families. She made it official on this show that she would have to close up her child care center, that it was just no longer something where, well, she didn't want to lose money. Nobody does want to. And so she's had to close up her child care center. And now she's ready for what's next. And she has an announcement that she's going to be making on our program this morning as well. So campaign season for 2026 is definitely underway. And we are one of the places where candidates stop on their way to 2026. So we hope you stick around and hear what Francesca Hong and Corrine Hendrickson have to say. If you can't stick around for everything, you can always pod the program, head over to Spotify, sign up there, or Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, and that way you have us on demand wherever you go. Also coming up on the program today, we have our homeroom segment. We will be talking to Bryn Horton from the Wisconsin Public Education Network about what else is happening in the state capitol along the lines of education. You know, the state budget's done, but there's all kinds of bills that legislators have been introducing that could affect the way that your kids get an education. Some could be helpful, some could be meh, some could be just downright annoying or nuisance, or even harmful to public education, undermining public education. So Bryn Horton will talk to us about that in our 7:30 half hour. And of course, it's Wednesday, so we have no shortage of Civic Media friends to visit with as well to tell us what's going on in their respective necks of the woods. There's James Kelly reporting from Chippewa Falls. There's Earl Ingram in Milwaukee, Jimmy Koska and Boscobel looking at sports and news in Southwest Wisconsin, and Melissa Kay from our sister station in Wisconsin Rapids on Parker Olson, producer of this program. What is National Pet Bird Day? Yeah.
What? So
We're hoping for a big update on Lilu here. Yes.
That's fantastic. Who knew there was pet bird day? That's so specific.
If we've learned nothing from our history segment, Eric Bailey history lesson is that there is a day for everything. And I don't even read them all because there's so many of them. I mean, there could be National Retro Bar Coaster Day as I hold up a coaster that I don't know where we got this back in the 1980s, but
those are cool though. That would be a good day.
Got to put your coffee cup on something now and then. So yeah, it's Pet Bird Day. There's a day for everything. Okay. Here's what there's not a day for.
Oh,
Publishers Clearinghouse. And the prize patrol bringing a great big oversized check to your door and promising that you're going to get so many thousands of dollars for life. So many people have believed this over the years. The look I'm getting from Parker tells me the prize patrol is not a thing. Correct?
Right. Nope. Over my head. Not a clue.
Well, that's because this was run by Publishers Clearinghouse, which is a magazine sales company. When was the last time you subscribed to a magazine? I'm sorry, let me restate the question. Have you ever subscribed to a paper magazine that was delivered to you in the mail and that you sat leisurely and flipped through?
Hard no on that one. Yeah.
No, because you already have that with you right there. Here it is. It's that little phone, that little device that can bring up anything from anywhere. So basically every magazine is now a website or an app or social media posts. And so Publishers Clearinghouse, which for years was, you know, the place where you would get your magazine subscriptions, they'd send you this mailer. I'm explaining this to Parker, but don't you're like, what's he gonna do? Yes
ancient history.
They would send you, it's important, once a year. They'd send you this and big envelope all filled with all kinds of flyers about all the money you could win and all the great deals on magazines. You could get TV Guide, Newsweek and Time and Sports Illustrated and Popular Mechanics. And then there'd be this sheet with all these stamps on it, each one with a different magazine cover. And kind of like we talked about with Columbia House, with the records, you know, using the mail was like how you did all this stuff, Parker, back in the day before there was email, when it wasn't electronic, when it was lick a stamp, put it on the card, mail it in. You get your discounted Sports Illustrated just in time for the swimsuit issue. But you're also entered for the possibility that the prize patrol could show up. Sure. And as they took great pains to say, you didn't even have to buy a magazine. You just had to send the envelope back and you were entered into the sweepstakes. And then, of course, you know, you'd get a knock on your door. Well, you wouldn't. It never happened to me. But, you know, there would be, you know, somebody there with a great big check and TV cameras and balloons and everything else, all set to give you money, which included sometimes rather than one big check, it would be so much, you know, per life, like $5,000 a month for the rest of your life, which, okay, again, it's not that you'd necessarily retire on it, but that's a pretty nice thing to have along.
Did
you know?
People actually win this, or was this just something that they said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Which gets us to today's story.
Oh, boy.
Publishers Clearinghouse is no more.
Aww.
It has gone bankrupt.
I wonder why.
And now we do know why, but you know who else really wonders about this? All the people who were promised cash for life and are now shocked to find out that promise is being broken.
Yeah.
So the remnants of Publishers Clearinghouse went through its bankruptcy process and some other company bought it, a company called ARB, and ARB says, well, we still want like the direct mail part of the company and the online parts of the company, but we're not buying the part of the company that's responsible for making payouts. So that part is still bankrupt, and the people who were promised forever checks are not going to get them. In their Chapter 11 filing, Publishers Clearinghouse listed at least 10 prize winners among its creditors with the largest unsecured claims totaling millions of dollars. One man who won $5,000 a week forever back in 2012 told the New York Times he knew something was funny when he didn't get his annual check from the company back in January. So he has had to scramble to pay the bills without the money that he has learned to rely on for the past 13 years.
Oh, that's
and it's running out. CNN has a story about somebody who's had to sell all of their toys, their jet skis and their boats. And he said, I haven't worked in 10 years. I have to go to work now. And he has no marketable skills.
Yeah.
To get into the job market.
Well, if he had a bunch of boats, maybe he could start like doing boat tours.
Do a marina or something, yeah. But he's got nothing to gas up the boats with. So this all dates back to 1953 when a couple, Harold and Luester Mertz, and their daughter Joyce formed a business out of their home in Long Island to send direct-to-consumer mailings that solicited subscribers for a number of magazines, and then they would get a little cut of each magazine subscription. And it grew and it grew, and they started doing these contests in 1967. And all throughout the 70s, 80s, and into the 90s, I mean, everybody would buy their, even if they, you know, just wanted to renew one magazine or something, and they'd always hope that maybe. This was in the years, of course, before multi-state lotteries and billion-dollar jackpots, and you just hoped that lightning would strike,
yeah.
And, you know, Ed McMahon or somebody would be at your door to give you the big check and money for life, unless people stop buying magazines and we ain't got no more money to pay you with.
I assume that inflation happened quite a bit during the time of them doing this.
Oh, sure. Yep.
Did they start with, because you said it was like the 50s, did they start with like, here's a dollar a week? Ha ha, see?
Well, they started in the 50s. The contest started in 1967, which tells me that, I mean, that was the heyday for magazines. I mean, everybody had magazine subscriptions and newspaper subscriptions. And I
around here to tell you. Oh, boy. He's behind. He's looking behind himself. He's reaching to the floor for our listeners at home. And now he has something.
I still get a paper copy of Atlantic Monthly. Yeah. Of course, I picked one that has a nuclear explosion.
I was going to say, is that cover. A bomb?
yeah, well, it's marking 80 years of the nuclear era and how scary it is to have a goofball with his finger on the button. Yeah, so still get it. Although, by and large, when I see interesting articles from the Atlantic, I'm going to go to their app and read it on my phone. But there was just that part of me. It's like, you know, I feel like I got to have some. And frankly, I do. Sometimes when we travel or whatnot, it's, you know, when you got to put your phone in airplane mode, it's nice to have that to look at. But no, people don't anymore. So, yeah, by the 60s, they had enough money that they could set up a contest, figured interest rates would go up. So their savings would go up. So there'd always be something to pay out until it didn't happen anymore. From Tony on YouTube, I used to subscribe to the international version of Newsweek. Now they don't make any version of a physical magazine. No, they do not. You still see them in the bookstores. If you go to, Barnes & Noble?
Yeah.
I mean, the racks are full of these magazines. I don't know who's buying them. They're very specialty-based.
Probably dentist office. That's the only place I can think of.
Somebody's got to be buying them, right? So... Anyway, I'm sorry if I'm the bearer of bad news for folks, but if you were counting on your Publisher's Clearinghouse money to keep you going, I might suggest going to get a physical newspaper and looking through the want ads, because it's time to find some work. Let's check some sports now at 6:18. Christian Yelich hit home run number 29 and had three RBIs. All-star pitcher Freddie Peralta struck out 10 over six innings. He won his National League leading 17th game as the Brewers beat up on the Los Angeles Angels 9-2 last night. Freddie Peralta looked good. He allowed one run on just two hits. He walked only two. He struck out the side in three different innings. William Contreras had two RBIs. There were other key swings by Sal Frelick, Caleb Durbin, Andrew Vaughn, and Jackson Churio. Brandon Woodruff will get the start in tonight's game two. And you can catch that at, I believe, 6:05. Yes, right there, 6:05. Pre-game of the Brewers versus the Angels on stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. I predict another win, Parker. I think we're looking good. Yeah. The magic number is now, it's Cubs won, but the magic number drops to seven.
So, yeah. Is your elbow, does it have a little twinge of win in it?
A little bit, yeah. That's the bursitis is telling me this is what we're going to get today. Yeah, exactly. Okay, we will talk a bit about Monopoly money and inflation and corporate America. and what they all have in common coming up next. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 59,000 farms contribute over $116 billion annually to our state's economy and over 350,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 12th annual Celebrate Agriculture game on September 20th against Maryland. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, and Compeer Financial. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
see
me,
me going James, and, like, sticking James, boxes of
yes,
the mozzarella.
James, you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turned into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Just about 6:23 now. Nice to have you along. It is 64 degrees here in the Chippewa Valley. Brittany Merlot will have a state forecast coming up live in just a little while after the 7 o'clock news, but she did let us know that the heat is going to be hanging on for one more day. Chances for rain keep sneaking in, and then a big system is going to slide through the state over the weekend and make things a little wetter. For today, partly sunny and warm. Showers and storms are possible into this evening in western and northern parts of the state. Highs today will be in the low to upper 80s, just the 80s overall, depending on where in the state you are. A southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Spotty showers and thunderstorms tonight, partly cloudy otherwise. Lows once again near 60 and a light northerly breeze, but it has been just phenomenal, the sleeping weather here lately. Can't beat that. So, again, back to the political news of the day. State Representative Francesca Hong will be with us at 8:35. But during this hour, she did put out the note officially confirming her candidacy for governor. If you're not familiar with Francesca Hong, we're going to play some of her campaign introduction video here for you. We had to first run through and bleep one of the words that she's known for, because she tells it like it is. Actually, let her tell you like it is about her background and why she's decided to run for governor. Give a listen.
It's so stressful to get by these days, and I know a lot about stress. I work in restaurants. I started in this kitchen 15 years ago, and you might recognize what's across the street. A lot of people in that building don't get why it's so hard to get by right now. Working hard doesn't mean you can always keep up. One wrong step can lay you out flat. This is by design. I'm State Representative Francesca Hong. I'm a service worker, community organizer, and a mom. I work for a living, always have, still do. 5 years ago, my community sent me to the Capitol. The system is rigged. I'm running for governor to fix it. For years, we've been told that doing better isn't possible. Well, let me tell you, that's all we need to do is fight together. We can fully fund our public schools and have universal childcare. We can guarantee paid leave and have cheaper health care. We can fix a rigged system that puts oligarchs over workers and small businesses. We can do better. Don't let anyone tell you we can't do this. We can build a Wisconsin where we share the table. I'm Francesca Hong, and I'm running for governor because I know that together we make better possible.
And there you go. That's State Representative Francesca Hong talking about she worked in a restaurant right across the street from the state capitol and has been a member of the state assembly and a rather outspoken one. She is clearly going to run, you know, to the left of the rest of the Democratic field, unapologetically so. She herself, being a chef and a bartender, says more bartenders need to be running for office. Think of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And she is a member of Democratic Socialists of America. She is part of the Socialist Caucus in the Assembly, who, by the way, includes reps from Milwaukee and from Eau Claire with State Representative Christian Phelps, who recently submitted an op-ed that we're going to publish here soon about how we need to get over what Republicans love to seize on the S-word, socialism. And really get back to the heart of what it means for a government that works for the people rather than for corporations. And so we'll talk to Fran Hong about that coming up at 8:30. There's also, in talking about corporate America and its hold on the economy, there were several random notes that caught my attention in the past day or two. You know, there's a lot about the current sluggish economy that we can peg to moves by the White House, but there's more out there than that. It's about big business getting bigger. And this reduces competition. And competition is the most important factor that keeps prices manageable. But there are so many things that show off how as these companies get bigger, we continue to get nickeled and dimed. And to the point where it almost makes your paychecks worth about as much as monopoly money. And monopoly being the key word, because it's not like any one company has full monopoly control, but their share of the market is so much bigger when there's that many fewer competitors. For example, there's a story yesterday about how a St. Louis-based grocery chain is going to acquire Wisconsin-based Festival Foods. And this will include 42 Festival Foods locations, 9 hometown grocers locations. The company, Schnuck, out of St. Louis, is a family-run company as well, and as was Festival and its original roots. And so that's not to say that by itself there's something, you know, that's ominous there. It's just another case, as we've seen in the grocery industry, of, you know, some of the big companies getting bigger, their buyouts, their acquisitions. And so despite all the words said yesterday, dedication to hometowns and employment and everything else, it's just something to watch for in a time when grocery prices, you know, don't appear to be going down. You have XL Energy, which is asking for a rate hike. We talked about this with Robert Craig from Citizen Action. Utilities, again, have a near monopoly in their marketplace. And even when they make a profit, they are always looking to hike the rates a little bit more in that ongoing battle between shareholders or customers. Who do you serve? Remember, we talked to Jim Payne up in Superior, the mayor there, about the water utility, the only privately held water utility in the state of Wisconsin, and how maybe getting it out of private hands and back into the public sector will be better for ratepayers, you know, the actual customers of the water company. But you even have Ben & Jerry's, which is now part of a big corporation called Unilever, and where the Jerry of Ben & Jerry's has just announced he's resigning from the company because he's feeling muzzled politically by the company Unilever, their corporate parent. which makes sense when you've got somebody like Derek Van Orden trying to play big brother in policing the thought and the speech of people all around Wisconsin. So there's no easy answer for all these things. Just a random assortment of things to watch for so that you don't continue to get nickeled and dimed and have your right to free speech chipped away bit by bit. We'll have today's history lesson in just a bit. You're up north. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. 97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Well, Wisconsin schoolrooms are back in session, and this year it looks like a lot of students are interested in where their food comes from and agriculture education. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. I've got some numbers for you on the strength of agriculture education in Wisconsin. That's next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Sally Ladston is the Wisconsin Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources Education Consultant at the Department of Public Instruction. She's also the state FFA advisor, and she says they're thrilled to announce that there's more FFA chapters starting up this year around Wisconsin.
We have seen a few chapters chartering, and actually that's something that's been kind of, I'll say, booming. You know, the numbers aren't staggering by any means, but compared to the past number of years, we're seeing quite an increase in chapters that are getting interested. This year, we're excited to welcome a couple of new chapters. Winnebago Lutheran is one, iForward, which is a virtual school up in Northwest Wisconsin. And then we're also seeing some changes in how chapters are structuring themselves.
Sally Ladston with the Department of Public Instruction and the Wisconsin State FFA advisor. She says, because of all the strength in students enrolled in agriculture education and food-related classes, they've needed, obviously, more educators. She said the good news is Wisconsin's got flexible alternative licensure options to keep those programs moving forward.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
And our Wisconsin entries did very well in the 2025 World Dairy Expo Championship Dairy Product Contest. 97 product classes they could enter. Congratulations to Lake Country Dairy Schumann Cheese as the grand champion winner in the cheese and butter category with their vanilla mascarpone cheese. Also, congratulations to the grand champion winner of ice cream, sherbet, frozen yogurt, and gelato. That's peanut butter chocolate ice cream from Kirshner's Super Premium Ice Cream in Chautauqua. You can see all the winners at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
We have a chance at an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms will drop to around 60 for a low. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and a little cooler with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, The real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by the general that helped save New Orleans, General Russell Honoré. He's a decorated 37-year Army veteran. We'll talk to him about the impacts the Trump regime has had on our armed services.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Can we talk about one-hit wonders for just a moment as we kick off today's history lesson on this Wednesday morning, September 17th? That is the Sanford Townsend Band, Smoke from a Distant Fire, which on this day in 1977 peaked at number 9. And to this day, almost 50 years later, I'll hear that come on. It was, you know, one of my favorite songs at the time. It's had a lot of legs ever since. You can still hear it on classic radio stations. And you go, that was a really good tune. How come they never did anything else? You know, what is it about some bands and some writers, and they can just pump things out like crazy? And you don't have to go into the whole list of one-hit wonders.
No.
But, you know, you hear one sometimes and you go, I really thought that person or that band was going to be bigger. And yeah, you hear the hit and you go, oh my gosh, that's the only thing I ever heard from them.
Yeah. There are a couple of times that I've like heard a song that I've really liked, thought, I'm going to check out this band. And I've looked at the band and I'm like, wow, these guys suck. Why is this song good?
They got lucky once. Okay, yeah. All right. Well, that could be it. Maybe some other talented songwriter slipped them a little something and said, "Here, try this." You know, and they struck pay dirt on one. Yeah. Couldn't do it any other time other than that. But whatever the reason, the Sanford Townsend Band peaked at number 9 this day in 1977. All right, I was joking about Ed McMahon earlier, and by sheer coincidence, this is the anniversary of the beginning of the Ed McMahon-hosted show Star Search. It made its debut on CBS in 1983 on this day, and then later went into syndication. Here's from 1990. Here's a little of the intro to Star Search.
From Hollywood, the entertainment capital of the world, it's round two of the 1990 competition on Star Search with Ed McMahon.
You know, for all the stars that would appear on that show as beginners, how come one of them couldn't stick around and replace that guy as announcer? From Hollywood, the entertainment capital of the world.
Yeah, he's really working that vocal acting, huh?
How did he get that gig? Anyway, the show itself was a juggernaut in, of course, the years prior to the internet, where you had things like this as a way to get your big break. This is a partial list of names you know that you may have seen for the very first time on Star Search: Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, Alanis Morissette, Sawyer Brown, Jessica Simpson, Christina Aguilera, Tiffany, Leanne Rimes, Usher, Shanice, Ayla, Pitbull, Destiny's Child, comedians Dave Chappelle, Ray Romano, Brad Garrett, Adam Sandler, Dennis Miller, Bill Engvall, Carlos Mencia, Drew Carey, Steve Odenkirk, Kevin James, going? Rosie O'Donnell, Norm MacDonald, and Conan O'Brien,
what?
All were on Star Search when they were unknowns looking for their big break. That show was like, it felt like every talent agent in the business was watching this looking for their next get.
You know? American Idol was just jealous that they couldn't be what Star Search was?
Yeah, to a degree. But I think they... you know, what they've done and America, well, not so much America, The Voice is the other one I was trying to think of, is, you know, they've really gone for that niche singing, but Star Search was like all things, okay, kind of like America's Got Talent. It was singing, it was comedy, it was anything like that, but it didn't have like, you know, the Simon Cowell kind of, you know, sassy judges kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was just very much a straight rating scale from whatever judges they had or the public. I forget who all voted at different times. So, of course, it was a simpler time. It was a nicer time. Whereas the shows now, you know, they got to get complex. They got to get all the production value in there, and they've got to have conflict. And Star Search was just a plain old fashioned variety contest show, talent show. That was it.
Never heard you talk about variety shows on here before.
No, we never talk about that at all.
No.
All right. So let's go back to the music charts. On this day in 1955, this was the number one song by Pat Boone.
This isn't the song that I thought you would sigh for.
Me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame?
Oh, God. It hurts to play it. This is the sterilized version of the Fats Domino song. We had talked about it 3 weeks ago. The Fats Domino version, peaking at number 10. And then Pat Boone did the cover, and it went to number 1. And so to cleanse our palate, here's Fats Domino with the better version.
Who made me cry when you said goodbye? Is that a shame?
Now, there was some good that came out of Pat Boone remaking it and going to number 1 back in 1955, is that Fats Domino did get a lot of attention, and since he wrote it, it earned him substantial royalties. So that was a nice thing. Let's move up the timeline to 1968, when the psychedelic soul anthem from the Fifth Dimension was certified gold with this tune. This, of course, would be the Fifth Dimension's Stone Soul Picnic. Let's see, what else do we have today? The United States Constitution was signed at Independence Hall in Philadelphia this day in 1787, bringing the Constitutional Convention to an end. Birthdays today include the late Junior Bridgman, the former Milwaukee Bucks star turned billionaire entrepreneur. He was born this day in 1953. He passed away this past March at the age of 71. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes hits the big 3-0 today. 30 years old for Patrick Mahomes. And this is the anniversary of the birth of Hank Williams Sr. in 1923. Now, to be clear, country music was different than what it is now, where you could literally yodel like this and become a star. On this day in 1983, Vanessa Williams became the first Black Miss America. On this day in 1984, John Waite hit number one with Missing You. And happy 74th birthday to Fee Waybill of the Tubes, who was born this day in 1950, making him 75 today. That's another group. I think the Tubes only had like 2 hits on the charts, and I thought that they'd go a little further, but they did not.
It was a weird music video to see.
Oh, they were all weird back then. I mean, Melissa Kay is here from WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. She'll back me up on that. Weird music videos, which
you know.
Oh,
good morning. I haven't seen a lot of them, but I think it's funny.
Yeah,
that Parker thinks they're weird.
Parker thinks they're weird. Yeah,
that's fair. I come from a different.
Can you imagine
era.
Locking him in a room with MTV for a day and just watching 80s music videos and then having
I
him
would
give
love
his
the
take?
Commentary.
Part of this,
it would be.
Part of this music video was a kid sitting on a little cart and a woman in like latex, I think, like holding him as they went on like a ride.
Well, it's a very very burlesque type of deal. You know, I mean,
latex clothing then was normal. It's fine.
Yeah. There was a lot of things that were normal in the 80s we regret. Now, Melissa, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Good. Today on the National Day calendar, this is National Apple Dumpling Day. I don't know if I've ever had apple dumplings, but I've eaten my body weight in apple crisp, and I'm going to have some more here. Because
my mom made fruit dumplings a lot when I was a kid.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds good. But more importantly,
rhubarb and strawberry.
Oh, well, I mean, you lost me at rhubarb, but, you know, strawberry dumplings, that could be fun. Sure. More importantly, on the National Day calendar, today is National Pet Bird Day. Congratulations, Lilu and Melissa.
Ooh.
How is Lilu these days?
You know what? I really think that Lilu is going to fly again someday. Because,
really?
Yeah, remember how I told you they flew up to the top of their little box that I made for them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they've started to fly up to the top of the table, which is next to it, which is twice as high as the box.
Oh, baby steps.
fly right up there.
Baby flaps, I guess, as the case may be. So Leeloo the rescue pigeon may mm-hmm. fly again.
May fly. A determined, stubborn bird.
No, that's a wonderful thing. That's great. So, yeah, you probably didn't know there was a National Pet Bird Day, so you probably didn't plan to do anything special. Leeloo's not going to get like a little tiny cake or something like that.
Rice is
a rice cake. I see what you did there.
Does Leeloo like rice cake? Nice. Do we know?
What?
Does Leeloo like rice cake? Do we know?
Well, Leeloo loves rice.
Yeah.
Okay. Just rice. That is the thing. So we'll find out if Leeloo likes rice cake.
Well,
if it's rice, you know, like kernels formed in a cake, they will love it.
That's true.
Maybe, because I'd tell you this. A lot of people like popcorn, but if I offer you a popcorn ball, you're going to say, get that away from me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Although when you think
just
about it,
they're difficult to eat.
Yes. Well, they're like kettle corn, you know, and people like kettle corn. But then take kettle corn and form it into a ball and then leave it alone for 2 weeks while it gets good and stale, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not how it's supposed to work at all. Let's see. I got one more music note to pass along. Kanye West went to number one this day in 2005, along with Jamie Foxx. This is, of course, Ray Charles's I Got a Woman is being sampled here. In the year before, in 2004, Jamie Foxx had portrayed Ray Charles in the film Ray. He does an amazing Ray Charles. But we're going to bring that down now, because even though I've confirmed this clip 15 different times, you always want to make sure you get the clean version.
I genuinely could not believe there was a clean version of this that we found.
I know. And, you know, the internet being what it is, just because it says clean version, don't take it on faith. You listen to that puppy all the way through. And you
the internet lies, Pat?
It's been known to happen. Yeah,
no.
it does. It's not entirely unprecedented, you know. So trust but verify. That's what we like to do. So what have you been up to out there in beautiful central Wisconsin?
Well, we're getting ready for our upcoming events. We're involved in the Christmas tree walk this year. And guess what, guys? We're decorating our tree. Like, we're pulling all the elements of WFHR and WIRA into it with a Agatha chicken head as our tree topper. We're going to have cranberries looping the tree. I've almost convinced them that we need to take like dry corn, you know, like the field corn and break it up into pieces to use as ornaments. We're going to put CDs with our like information on them as ornaments. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait to do it.
Well, very interesting.
Yeah. It's the Southwood County Historical Museum, and different organizations can have a tree to decorate that. Then as people walk through the beautiful mansion that is our museum, and see all of the different trees from the different organizations. So it's our first year doing that.
That's, I mean, good for you guys for planning for Christmas now, because I mean, I'm the kind of guy that it'd be like the week before and I go, well, I suppose we should do something, you know. And
well, it takes a while to make a paper mache Agatha chicken head.
I'll bet that it does. Yes.
There's a sentence you didn't think you'd hear today.
Is that your job?
Well, Ashley and I are taking that on.
Okay. Well, then I can
we're
see
a team.
Completely working.
We're having an art night. There might be wine. Can't say.
That's a good
No, I can say, and there should be. Melissa Kay from 97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids is with us for today's history lesson. Coming up right after the 7 o'clock news, we're going to be talking to Corrine Hendrickson, former child care provider in the New Glarus area, who is going to make a campaign announcement coming up in just a few minutes here. That's followed in our 8 o'clock hour by State Representative Francesca Hong, newly announced candidate for Wisconsin governor. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. people who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A bipartisan bill banning members of Congress from owning or trading individual stocks has been introduced in the U.S. House. It appears the reform could pass due in no small part to a tax break sweetener just for members. For years, allegations have plagued members of Congress who allegedly traded stocks on the basis of inside information. The Brennan Center for Justice points to Senator Dianne Feinstein's February 2020 trades prior to pandemic-related market losses and Representative Rob Bresnahan's sale of hospital development bonds only a month after he voted to cut Medicaid and put those hospitals at risk of closure. September 3rd, Republican Representative Chip Roy introduced H.R. 5106, also called the Restore Trust in Congress Act, co-sponsored by Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and 15 others. The bill allows current members 180 days to divest of individual stocks, but allows investing in mutual funds, index funds, municipal bonds, and treasury bonds. But one critic writes in Forbes that the reform comes with a sweetheart deal, allowing members to divest and defer capital gains taxes until after they leave Congress, a huge gift to multimillionaire members. Both House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries have signaled they will support the bill. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. Yes, I did forget the date for a second there, but it's understandable because I'm hanging out with a good friend of ours around here, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Ems Counties, Terry Johns, with us. Talk a little bit United Way and get an update on things over there. How are you doing, Terry?
Doing great.
Appreciate the time, as always. We're going to talk campaign, talk Day of Caring, and some other things in a moment. But we don't get a chance to talk 2-on-1 very often, Terry. I thought that'd be a great place for us to start.
Yeah. So I think it's important to just remind people, and for some, just call it out, call attention to it, because there's a lot of folks who say, you know, we might talk about 2-on-1 in a meeting or we have some print material or, you know, whenever it is that we're promoting 2-on-1. And I kind of get this blank stare sometimes, like, I don't even know what that is. And so, you know, I think all of us who provide programs or provide services to the community think that because we're ingrained in it, everyone knows so much about it. But that just often is not the case. So 2-on-1 is a 24-hour resource and referral line. We are statewide here in Wisconsin, 24-hour coverage. So we happen to host a contact center here in Wisconsin Rapids, but there are 8 contact centers throughout the state that provide this resource and referral service. So what happens? It is that basic, right? Like when you have an emergency, you dial 911. If you need information, resources, referral, then you would call us at 2-on-1. And so when you call, literally, you just pick up your phone, dial 2-on-1, and you get connected to a resource specialist who can help you with whatever need that you might identify. So you might say, I'm caring for an aging parent. I'm wondering what resources are available. My child is experiencing this. Is there a support group that could help? I have these items, you know, maybe I have good furniture that I would like to donate somewhere, you know, so there's a wide variety. It doesn't always have to be a crisis situation. It can just be, you know, hey, I have these things and I'd like to know what can happen with them, or I have a need. And the resource specialist will give you a list of programs or resources in the community that you're calling from that can potentially help you.
When it comes to that variety of questions, Terry, I've mentioned to listeners before, looking for dental care in the community and reaching out to 211 for that. And honestly, it was a bit of a Hail Mary. I wouldn't have expected any information, but I gave it a shot talking to you and everything, and sure, certainly has helped me out a lot. And just a wide range of different things that they can help with. And also keeping in mind, if you do throw them a curveball and maybe there's something they don't, they're going to help you find the information. They're going to help you get the resources. They want to know it as much as you do if there's a gray area or something along those lines.
You know, and sometimes, though, to that point, which is a very good one, sometimes there aren't resources. Sometimes we don't have resources in the database that meet that need. And so, yes, the resource specialist will try to find, you know, something. Maybe they're just doing a quick search while they're on the phone with you outside of the database. But one of the things, which is unfortunate maybe for the specific caller, but one of the things that those situations provides is an unmet needs list, right? So then we can evaluate that as part of our normal program evaluation and say, gosh, we've gotten 5 calls for this, you know, particular area of interest, you know, in the last maybe 6 months. You know, is it something that we need to explore? Or could we talk with other service providers to say, could you change or expand your service a little bit to include, you know, XYZ? So that can be unfortunate for the caller in right now immediately, but it does help us establish unmet needs as well.
Yeah.
One of the other things that 211 does is we have disaster response relationships with almost every county's emergency management. So here in Wood County, we have a really strong relationship. I can't speak for every 211 contact center in every county, but as a state, we've tried to leverage these relationships and memorandums of understandings with local emergency management so that if something happens that emergency management needs to respond to, in many cases, people are directed to 211. So most often for a damage report or to help triage. You know, the flooding that happened about a month ago, a little over a month ago in Milwaukee, we're still, as a statewide system, handling those calls because 211 is the one processing those damage reports. Then the emergency management can look at the report on the backside and say, oh, okay, you know, we've got someone here who's actually surrounded by water, so they're trapped. You know what I mean? Versus somebody who maybe has a little bit less precarious. It's still very important, but they have a, you know, it's a multi-page questionnaire that they go through with those who are reporting damage. We had it within our service area a few years ago. There was a tornado that went through Chautauqua and Barron County area, and we handled those damage reports. So that's another way that 211 is uplifting the community. Through volunteerism, we have another opportunity around disaster, and I think this, you know, these things go hand in hand. We have what we call a VRC, or a volunteer reception center. This is to help manage and triage spontaneous volunteers. So when something happens, you know, let's say a windstorm goes through and people want to help, but they're unsure, you know, and sometimes you can't always have emergency management present on every street to make sure everyone is safe. And, you know, it's difficult. First responders need to be responding, you know, for their area of expertise. So a volunteer reception center, ours has been in place for several years. We're at about 8 years now, but this is groups of people who are trained to handle spontaneous volunteers. So when something happens, they can pop up their reception center. Emergency management will say, if you want to volunteer, contact United Way, contact 211. They would report to the volunteer reception center. They would say, oh, yes, you know, yes, a windstorm happened. We could use help with cutting trees, removing brush, you know, whatever it is at this location or that kind of thing. So it is pretty cool. The other awesome thing about this is our volunteer coordination from a staff level manages the reception center, and we have two trainings every year. So in the spring, we do a training where we actually put out a scenario. This emergency, you know, or this disaster happened, how would this group respond? So we kind of do a full-blown training in the spring because likely in our...
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Marine One landing in a private walled garden near Windsor Castle, where President Trump and the First Lady have just been welcomed by King Charles and top members of the royal family. A horse and carriage procession delivering the group to the castle now. Former CDC Director Susan Menarez will testify on Capitol Hill today. CBS's Nicole Killian.
She will tell the Senate Help Committee that she believes she was fired because she did not pre-approve the recommendations from a newly reconstituted vaccine advisory panel and fire career scientist at the agency.
The suspect in the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk's been hit with 7 charges, most serious aggravated murder. Prosecutor Chad Grenander.
Just for the court's information, we did file just recently, within the last few minutes, a notice of intent to seek the death penalty that was filed by Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray.
CBS News Brief.